Letter to the editor of the Daily Telegraph from Sir Herbert Gusset.
Sir, the recent attempts to rake up some sort of scandal over this country's colonial record are a sad sign of the age in which we live. As one who was privileged to serve in British Kenyatta Land, subsequently the People's Republic of Kenyanika, I was able to see at first hand the benefits of enlightened Western rule in this sadly underdeveloped part of the world. Let us not forget that the Mau Mau uprising was a communist-led plot among the Kikilyu tribe, designed to instigate the mass murder of the entire British community living in Happy Valley. Had the leader of the revolt, Mr. Jomo Machete, later President Machete, had his way, not one of us would have escaped ritual dismemberment at the hands of voodoo witch doctors. However, when apprehended, the perpetrators of these abominable atrocities were treated with traditional courtesy and fair play by their British captors. If being given a cup of tea and a free copy of the Illustrated London News is now to be categorized as torture and a war crime, then yes, we must plead guilty. If, however, a sane historical perspective is to be maintained, we should perhaps remember that the alleged events happened a very long time ago, and that nothing can now be gained from dragging up the unreliable memories of old men, some of them suffering from dementia, as so many of us are. Sir Herbert Gusset, Happy Valley, East Grinstead.